Em, fantastic to see you here as part of the Central Coast Ladies side. Great to see that you've got the success you deserve, and just happy, you know, big bunch of girls that have come from all over the province to be part of it.
Yeah, for sure. I think we've worked pretty hard over last. We started in November, went to New Zealand as a part of our turnout, played two games over there, smashed it over there, beat both teams in our trip over there, and then come away here with one training session under our belt. So we didn't really know what was going to happen. You know, played some pretty strong teams first 2 days. Yeah, got the win, so that's pretty good.
What's been enjoyable about it? Because it's one of those things where we have the great magnificence, which is the West Fund Amanda Ferguson Cup, and we're playing sevens every week, and then everybody comes together for 15s, and it's a real challenge to get everybody together, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone's keen to give it a crack, which is good. Like, no one, because we play 10s, you know, it's a different game when you play 15s. There's a lot more people on the field. That contact's a lot stronger as well. But I think everyone here is willing to give it a crack, which is unreal.
We've got plenty of wide people and tall people like me, but, you know, plenty of ladies who want to get stuck into that, but they don't want to play sevens. You know, they want to play a slower version that's got a bit of more time under its belt. Well, tell us which club you play for and why are they such a great club.
I play for Orange Emus. Support that I've been given, you know, with Brumbies, just with everything in general, is unreal. Everyone there, it's like a little family. Everyone's always there for each other, and, you know, if you ever need anything, you know, there's one person within the club that's willing to give you a hand. I originally wasn't even going to play rugby. I was playing soccer at the time, and Fergo said to me, you know, I think you'd be unreal at rugby. You need to come and play. Mum wasn't real keen on the idea. She said, no, no way, you're not playing, you know, contact sport. As soon as I turned 18, I said, don't need you anymore. I said, I'm going to play rugby. And, yeah, that's where it all started. So it's pretty unreal.
Yeah. What do you do for a Crest in Orange?
I am an apprentice power line worker. So I started that in January. And they've been unreal too, you know. Had Brumbies travelling 2 times a week, finishing work at 2 o'clock to travel to Canberra for training. Yeah, work has been unreal as well with that kind of stuff. Essential energy.
Yeah, it's always good when you're trying to do the gymnastics up on the power lines, especially those big power lines. If you ever move to play for the Rebelettes in Southern Districts, you'll need to understand it foreshore. They've got those beautiful power lines, which are very unique to the Magnificence, which is the home of World Rugby, foreshore rugby park. But you're talking a little bit about being part of the Brumbies experience. You had to carry the likes of Cookie Bowers and that. How were they? And just a fantastic experience there down at the Brumbies, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Cookie and that, I was real good, you know, coming from somewhere, you know, we've never been to Canberra, we don't know anyone in Canberra. It was the same thing. Welcomed us into the club like we'd been there forever. Yeah, it was a real big eye-opener. I don't think people realise how much goes into that stuff until you actually experience it. Jackie and I travelled down there twice a week for training, 2 hours of training, come home, didn't get home till maybe 12, 1 o'clock, go to work the next day. Yeah, Brumbies, yeah, kept us like a family, you know, put us up for the night if we needed accommodation, fed us. So, yeah, pretty lucky.
Yeah, well, it's good that Macca's is one of their major sponsors. I may have to tap into that. But finally, what was the training like for you when it came to splitting your week, not including the Saturdays and Sundays, which will be playing and recovery? So just go through your weekday sort of training that includes going to work as well.
Yeah, so on Mondays, I'd go to work, come home, we'd have to do a gym session. So that was just a program based on what our S&C coach had given us. Yeah. We'd have to do that, and then we also had separate like fitness stuff, so it was basically just running interval stuff. Yeah. So we had to do that 3 times a week. So that was fitness, running, and gym work. That was 3 times a week. And then I also had league tag on a Tuesday, emus on a Tuesday. And then when I wasn't going to Canberra on the Thursday, I had league tag and rugby training on the Thursday as well. So pretty much my whole week was pretty much taken up with doing stuff for footy.
We've got another 10 years of it, and hopefully by the time we get to it, we're starting to get new blokes paid a little bit better. But you think about maybe if Atlanta Thomas, former Central West girl, offers you a big bag of cash to go down to Melbourne, you think you'd be up for that?
I don't know, I'd have to see. I'd have to see with work, you know, I've only just started a new job and they've treated me unreal. I have these girls, they're like my little family. It'd be a big move to move somewhere that's unknown and I don't know anyone over there, but We'd have to see.
And we want to thank you for your time. We want to wish you all the best in all that you've done. It's been a very, very busy time, but you get the bling around your neck as part of the success, and you're part of history as well, as the men's and women's sort of play together at a country championships for the first time. And it's just been fantastic here in Tamworth, and you kids have been nothing but sensational, as you sort of do a fair bit of gymnastics up there with Essential Energy, but also as you're carving up out on the field with the Bill Corp Super W.
Thank you very much.